90.3 WJTL. That is Third Day. Lift up your face. Tori Harper's Joy prior to that. And good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. Hope you're experiencing joy this morning. It's 7:20.
And weather-wise today, clouds and scattered showers to get us started. Gradual clearing, less humid this afternoon. High 86 tonight. Partly cloudy, low 61, and winning Wednesday, partly sunny. Chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. High 83. We're at 75 right now in Lancaster.
This morning, our special guests, Carolyn and John, hanging out with us. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Carolyn Johns is the U.S. representative for Mission House of Freedom Center. And Carolyn, earlier you told us about Mission House and how $4 can allow someone to go to a clinic for free. But you also have a school at the orphanage that you guys are partnering with there. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we have a school that has 389 children registered right now, and about 50 of them are unable to pay. Their families aren't able to pay to go to school. For $22, that's all it would cost a month to send a child to have an education. Because in Haiti, if you don't have an education, you have no hope for a future.
Right.
So it's really important that these kids get an education. And Pastor Samuel Ludissima is the head of the ministry. And he can't turn these kids away and say, no, you can't come to school because your parents can't pay.
Right.
So it's really a hardship on the ministry. Letting these kids stay, but they have to, or they have no future at all.
Now, I understand that you've actually stayed down there, that at one point you were down there for almost a full year. Tell us a little bit about some of your experiences with the ministry.
Oh, yes. Me and my daughter, Michaela, and my granddaughter, Leah, we stayed down there and lived there for 9 months. And I basically worked with the medical clinic. And we pray for each person, let them know that God loves them. And we had a gentleman, a 70-year-old man, that came in to the clinic one day. And you could tell he was in so much pain. He could barely walk. And he came into the clinic and he sat down and I asked him, you know, what's the matter? And he said 6 months earlier he had fallen off his roof, but it took him that long to save up $4 to be able to go to the clinic.
Wow.
So I told him, oh, you should have just came, because we take people that, you know, can't pay. Pastor Samuel lets them come in for free because, you know, they need the medical care.
Yeah.
And just because you don't have the money shouldn't be a reason why you can't go.
Amazing. If folks want to partner with you and be a part of either free clinic visits or free schooling for a month for the kids, how can they best do that?
Oh, by going on our website at mhfcministries.com, or and you can send an email at mhfcministries@gmail.com.
Wonderful. MHFC Mission House of Freedom Center, mhfcministries.com. Check it out. And John Sullivan is with us today. He's the president and founder of the Because Project. And John, you guys are partnering with Mission House Freedom Center. Tell us a little bit about how you're assisting and partnering them to help meet the needs of the kids and the folks at the medical center.
Well, we were privileged last year to be able to sponsor a physician and a dentist to work 3 days a week at the clinic, which was a tremendous support to the work they were doing. But a piece that I want to share about how the Because Project kind of integrates with the ministry is that I said earlier we provide shelter, education, health care, and nutrition, and it sounds like a lot, but it makes an integrated approach. And I want to tell you about a woman named Lovely. They have such wonderful names in Haiti.
Yeah.
who attended the church on the campus of the Mission House Freedom Center. And although she wasn't connected with us, we found out that she had suffered a fire in her home, and her home could no longer be occupied. And a person that works with us, a member of our organization, was able to come in and kind of assess the situation, bring a team to rebuild the parts of her home that needed reconstruction, paint it, and move her back in. So I'm so happy that we've got an integrated approach, that we're not just providing medical care in one room and one clinic, but we're actually able to provide a broader range of services to the community.
Be a part of what God is doing in Haiti through Mission House of Freedom Center with the help of the Because Project. Check it online, mhfcministries.com. Carolyn and John, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was great having both of you. Back to the music. Here's Darlene Check. This is Shout to the Lord.